Welcome to the podcast, Exercise More. You may have already started to exercise more, be thinking about starting, or simply just interested in learning more about getting active. Whatever your reason for listening, there'll be something of interest and value for you. The human body is designed to move, and there's no doubt that moving more and sitting less is good for your health. Getting more active will help you to manage stress and increases happiness, self-esteem, and fitness levels, as well as reducing the risk of diabetes, heart disease, weight gain, osteoporosis, and cancer. This podcast is designed to improve your awareness of exercise. We're going to keep things really easy and just look at how to get started and what you can do. Being physically active might involve going swimming, doing an exercise class, or playing a sport, but it also includes everyday things such as walking, gardening, and climbing the stairs. You can get the benefits of being more active from all types of physical activity, not just from formal exercise programs. So let's get started. Why should we exercise more? Being active will make a difference to the quality of your life. Physical activity improves both your physical and mental health. It's one of the most important factors in maintaining a good quality of life. This is particularly so in our older years, when quality of life is often related to how well we can physically function. To give you an idea of how important exercising more is, I want you to cast your mind back in time and think about the caveman. The caveman's body was exactly the same as the body you inhabit today, except it was a bit smaller and a lot hairier. Think of your body as a machine that you inhabit. The caveman's body was designed to be active 12 hours a day and be fueled on wild berries, fruits and vegetables and wild meats. When the sun went down, he went to sleep, and when the sun came up, he got up. This machine had, depending on the season, 6 to 12 hours sleep a night to rest and recover. In the last 30 years, technological and social evolution has been such that we lead increasingly sedentary lives. However, the human body has not evolved accordingly. These machines we live in are designed to be serviced by 12 hours daily activity, fresh organic fuel, and plenty of rest and recovery time. But this isn't happening today, and the result is our bodies are breaking down before they should do, much like a car would if you didn't service it properly, hence the huge rise in what we call lifestyle-related diseases. The convenience of modern life is making us increasingly inactive, and this is proving hazardous to our health. For example, inactive people have twice the risk of developing heart disease compared with active people. And did you know that inactivity increases the risk of heart disease as much as smoking does? How important is exercise? Well, an 8-year study of 24,000 people was concluded in 2009. It found that there were 4 golden rules for a long life. These included not smoking, eating a healthy diet, taking regular exercise, and staying slim. In rank order of importance, staying slim was seen to be the most important rule for a long life, followed by not smoking, taking regular exercise, and then eating a healthy diet. While exercise is ranked third, remember you have to be active to achieve the stay slim rule, which was the most important rule. So let's start to look at how you can get started and what you should do. Why do you want to get active? Ask someone who exercises why they do it, and they'll give you a whole list of positive reasons. You can achieve the same benefits. What's more, you don't have to be a fitness fanatic to do so. We're going to show you how easy and simple getting more active is. But just a quick bit of advice first. You've probably heard of the physical benefits, and you've probably heard people say they tried getting active, but gave up because they didn't see the physical changes they were after. The issue is that these physical changes take time. You'll need to be active at the right level for at least 12 weeks. Quite often, most of us won't be fit enough to be active at the right level straight away, so we need to view physical changes as long-term goals. Researchers and accounts from exercises themselves also point to a number of mental benefits. These include feeling better about yourself, feeling more energetic, improved sleep, sense of achievement, less anxiety, and more confidence. It also appears that anyone and everyone can gain these benefits very quickly. What's more, it's been found that gentle but brisk exercise is the best type of activity to bring about these changes. So when you start to get more active, you should focus on how much better you feel, not on what physical changes are taking place. So simple steps to getting started. Getting started can feel quite daunting, especially if you haven't been particularly active recently, but it really is simple, and we're going to provide you with the answers to the following questions. How much exercise should I do? What sort of activities should I be doing? Will it be safe for me? How do I get started? Becoming more active should always be based on making things enjoyable, simple, and easy to follow. So let's get started with answering the question, how much exercise should I do? Everyone can benefit, whatever your age, size, or physical condition. Just remember that you're never too old or too unfit to start doing something. In fact, the greatest increase in health benefit comes to inactive people who start to take regular moderate physical activity for the very first time. Any increase in activity will benefit your health, but experts agree that adults should aim to build up to at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity on 5 or more days of the week. The good news is that moderate intensity exercise means working hard enough to be breathing more heavily than normal and becoming slightly warmer, but not so hard that you're unable to talk and exercise at the same time. You may be pleased to know that this is the equivalent to a brisk walk. The other key point to remember is that if 30 minutes all at once seems too much for you at the moment, then that's fine. All sensible activity programs are based on progression. So start slowly at a level that suits you, say 5 minutes 3 times a day, and gradually build up until 30 minutes in one go feels easier. Please remember that regular moderate activity is better than occasional vigorous bursts. It's the regularity of exercise that is the key impact on your fitness levels and health. By the way, 30 minutes of moderate activity will burn off 150 to 180 calories a day, which 5 days a week adds up to a weight loss of around a stone every year. So a little bit of exercise regularly really can make a real difference. So what type of activities should you be doing? Try to aim for a variety, because different activities have different benefits. But to get started, choose an activity that you'll enjoy and remember to focus on how you feel rather than how you look. If you have a specific longer-term goal in mind, then pick an activity that helps you achieve your goal. If you want to improve the health of your heart and circulation, you need to do endurance-type activities such as brisk walking, gardening, cycling, swimming, dancing, or jogging. Endurance activities are sometimes called aerobic or cardiovascular activities. As well as strengthening your heart, they use up calories, helping with weight control. Other activities are good for flexibility and mobility. Keeping your body supple and flexible will help you keep a full range of movement and help you stay more independent as you get older. Try anything that involves gentle reaching, bending, and stretching. For example, gardening, housework, Tai Chi, golf, bowls, Pilates, or yoga. Strengthen your muscles and bones with strength-type activities. These will help give you good balance, good posture, and bone strength. Improved muscle tone can help you gain a better shape and improve the way you look and feel. Examples of strength exercises include climbing stairs, digging the garden, carrying shopping or young children, weight training, and walking uphill. Some activities will help to deliver more than one benefit. For example, walking briskly is good for endurance, but it also helps to strengthen bones and muscles. In fact, brisk walking is one of the best activities. Why is walking one of the best activities? It has clear, positive impact on health. It's inexpensive. Anyone can do it anywhere. You can use it as a stepping stone to other exercises. Believe it or not, it burns around the same number of calories per mile as jogging if you walk quickly enough. Walking 1 mile quickly in 12 minutes burns as many calories as jogging the same distance in 8.5 minutes. Now, I would be the first to acknowledge that life can be busy and throw us different challenges, whether it's in our family, work, or social life. I would encourage you not to use these busy times as excuses not to get more active. I'd rather you did something than put off your intentions waiting for the perfect time to start. In my experience, the perfect time to start rarely comes. This is why walking is such a good activity for getting started. But it is important to understand how to get the most out of your walk. Here are some tips for getting the most out of a brisk walk. These are the technique used in power walking, which is just brisk walking dressed up to sound good. Think feet first. This means walk through the whole of your foot. Each time the foot hits the ground, be aware of walking through the heel, arch of the foot, and pushing off the toes so you create a stride rather than a step. Don't swing your hips. Keep them stabilized. Imagine you have a glass of wine on each hip and you have to keep them full as you walk. To do this, you'll need to draw up and in through your tummy muscles. This will also help improve your posture and help flatten your tummy. Don't walk with rounded shoulders. The best way to do this is to make as much distance as possible between your shoulders and your earlobes. This helps you look leaner and taller and also helps to align your spine correctly, reducing stiffness and soreness. Your speed when walking actually comes from your arms. To speed up, try swinging your arms faster. Your legs will automatically follow and move faster too. Walking at the right pace doesn't mean walking at a breakneck speed. Find your own optimum pace that you are comfortable with and which gets you breathing a little bit harder and feeling a little bit warmer. As you progress and get used to the time you spend walking, then increase your pace. Always keep it feeling comfortable, but don't be afraid to stretch yourself. Will exercise be safe for you? Well, taking up exercise is safe for the vast majority of people. However, everyone should complete a physical activity readiness questionnaire. This simple 6-question questionnaire was designed in the 1970s for mass populations without the need for specialist medical personnel. It's still the gold standard pre-exercise health check used by everyone today. A copy of the questionnaire is available in the Personal Action Plan document accompanying this podcast. Simply answer yes or no to each of the 6 questions. If you have a yes answer to any question, you should consult with your GP and seek advice about how you should start an exercise program. In my experience, around 5% of people will need to see their GP. In the majority of these cases, the GP will say to me that they've been trying to get the individual to exercise more for a long time. For those people where the GP has concerns, the doctor will either limit the type of activity that can be participated in or insist on certain supervision levels. In a minority of cases, and it is a very small minority, the condition may be such that the GP does not advise exercise. However, remember, even in cardiac rehabilitation programs, individuals who have had a heart attack are placed in specially supervised exercise classes within a fortnight of suffering the heart attack. If you are in any doubt as to your suitability to exercise, then see your doctor. What should you do next? If you want to exercise more, you'll find the Personal Action Plan document accompanying this podcast provides you with a helpful structure to get started. In my experience, having a structured plan really does help with motivation. It will also give you the focus you need and really helpful tips and advice on how to get started. Step 1 of the plan helps you to understand a little bit more about you. First, it will ask you to complete the simple 6-question physical activity readiness questionnaire. This will provide you with the reassurance that exercising more really is a safe thing for you to do. Remember, if you answer yes to any question, you really should check with your GP first. Secondly, step 1 provides you with a daily activity questionnaire. This will give you a clear idea of how much activity you're doing on a typical day at the moment, which in turn will help you to set realistic targets. Step 2 of the plan will ask you to set yourself a daily activity target. Your aim over the 4-week plan will be to progressively increase the amount of activity you do and reduce the amount of time you spend sitting down. Step 3 is all about completing your 4-week plan of goals. At this stage, there's no need to think about any physical changes you may want to see. Just focus on completing your activity goals and concentrating on how exercise is improving how you feel. This step will also provide you with lots of tips and hints on how to get more active. Finally, step 4 of the plan is to monitor your progress. Simply track your progress over the 4 weeks using the tracker provided in the plan. Experience suggests that the more frequently that you use the tracker, the greater are your chances of success. And don't forget to complete your health and happiness achievement score each day. Just have a look at the tracker and you'll see what I mean. I trust this podcast has been of interest and value. If you'd like to try to exercise more, then why not use the accompanying personal action plan document to help you? Thank you for listening to this podcast, and good luck with increasing your activity levels and exercising more.